Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, as well as a mission and a calling. Let's go straight to the Lord in prayer. We have some things to be thankful for. We always do. But we do have some answered prayer, and well, let's just go to the Lord. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you, O God, for your mercy, for your amazing love, for your grace, and your forgiving nature. Thank you, Abba Father, for the answered prayers. We continue to beg your direction, and how must we act, Father, to press on from here? Show us the way and bring America home to you. Thank you, O God, for the progress of Mindy's husband, Mark. He was taken out of ICU and into a room, and this is great progress, Father. He has a long journey to recoup from his injuries, and we bless them all as their journey together. Again, I ask you to be with Mike. I've not received an update, Father, and I just know that your hands are there as he fights this effect of COVID has placed on his body. Restore his health, Father. Protect President Donald Trump and his family, Father. I beg you, do not allow the enemy's victory. Lead your people. Lead me, O God, to know what to say and when to say it, and to walk in your righteousness in all ways. Bring to us a righteous anger. Allow us to see the horrific consequences that our apathy in this nation has caused. Help us, O God, to make an about face and to turn back to you, to restore our republic. May we once again be recognized as a nation of God-fearing people, and may the world see that, like Nineveh, we will acknowledge you and repent of our sins. Restore our homes and our families, Father. May we recognize the miracles you have wrought in each of our lives and in this land, that we can and will be your beacon. It is not about us. It is about you. You are God in all times, the good and the bad. You will rule. May we choose your path as a people and as a nation. Father, I read one time, first pray and then fight. May we remember to follow this order. For such a time as this, our times, they look dark, but you, Jesus, are the light, you are the truth, and you are the way. We will follow you. Amen. We put God, faith, and miracles. We have something to give you today. We're going to give you something called hope. I'll explain more about that later. You have an obligation to teach your children. You know that they are being fed garbage in the government-run schools. But this is your duty. It is your obligation. As I watched some videos this weekend, Be Strong in the Lord is one of my favorite hymns, and I haven't sung it in a long time. But it comes from the scriptures out of Ephesians. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the full armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And the hymn says, be strong in the Lord and be of good courage. Your mighty defender is always the same. Mount up with wings as the eagle ascending. Victory is sure when you call on his name. So put on the armor the Lord has provided, and place your defense in his unfailing care. Trust him, for he will be with you in battle, lighting your path to avoid every snare. Be strong in the Lord, and be of good courage. Your mighty defender will vanquish the foe. Fear not the battle, for the victory is always his. He will protect you wherever you go. Be strong, it says, be strong in the Lord, and rejoice, for the victory is yours. Are you discouraged this morning? Are you numb to what is happening in this nation? Do you feel anything but strong? We must not. We cannot. I will not give up. Strong words are easy to say, but what if? What if? I watched some amazing videos this weekend. Sometimes we need to be encouraged, not enraged. News tends to enrage all of us these days and leaves us discouraged. So take a break. Just take a break. I have something to give to you today. It's called hope. My guest is not a stranger, but I looked it up, and it's almost been exactly 1 year since he visited us here on CSC Talk Radio. He called me last week, and like you and like me, he is concerned, but not without hope. We have Ken Cromer. If you'll remember, he is he sent me a biography here. He has traveled the world as a freelance producer, director, and writer for Blue Moon Productions. His production work is diverse and exciting and has included everything from animated feature films to interactive kiosks to documentary films and facing down armed Kuwaiti guards. Ken has freelanced numerous productions, including, and we're not going to list all of them, but the ones we're going to concentrate today are the two that are Miracles and A More Perfect Union, because I believe that's what my audience needs to be encouraged today, and I think that's what he believes, too. Ken, how are you doing today? Sorry about that messed up biography.
No. I only sent it on the chance that you might be interested. Sometimes people want to know a source, and so, you know, I'm Beth Ann, I just would like to honor you for starting your shows with prayer. As we spoke last week, I asked you, I said, I'm just not aware of any show that begins with a word of prayer. And you said, I don't think there is any other show. And on that issue alone, Beth Ann, God bless you for sacrificing so much to be able to do what it is you do, to lend hope to people and to point them to the light, which is our God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the cause of liberty. And so, you know, Beth Ann, I've noticed, and as we spoke last week, isn't it interesting how everybody, it seems like everybody that I know is on the edge of their chairs. Our nation is holding its collective breath in fear for what is coming this week, appears to be coming. And the hope appears to be fading, and it's such a time as this that we stand and we remember, we need to remember the God of miracles and to get our lives in order and plead for his help. And I would like to join my voice with yours to plead for his help. We need it. And we can and should lend our faith and prayers in that direction, because that's when the miracles happen, is at the very, very latest moment. And I'd love to share with you a quick little story about that, if you don't mind.
If it's quick, because I hear the music, we're headed into a break. Why don't we hold up on it so you not have to speed through it? That'll be best. You know, I was talking with someone the other day. Well, actually, it was Mike Lindell. I wasn't talking with him. I saw him, and he said for us to pray for protection and guidance. And so that's why I have been praying, not because of what he said the other day, but because God commanded me when I was being a little bit of a talking head smart aleck and making fun of Pelosi for saying she prays for the president, and God tapped me on the shoulder and said, you need to be doing it seriously. And we've been doing it ever since. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Ken Cromer, and we have something for you today. It's called Hope, and we'll be right back.
C
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
You can look for the silver lining, or you can strengthen your portfolio with gold and silver. Optimism is planning for your own financial future. Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading has been watching our economy and the banksters for well over 20 years. The U.S. has an unsustainable debt. While the timing of a collapse cannot be predicted, we know the proverbial straw that breaks the camel's back weighs heavier and heavier with each new stimulus and omnibus bill. Because of our debt and the lack of solid backing, those fiat dollars in your pocket continue to deflate in value. However, gold stays true, true wealth. Give Melody Cedarstrom a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Discount Gold and Silver Trading for all your precious metal needs. And join Melody weekday afternoons at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Financial Survival Radio. Visit DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716. That's 800-990-6716. 800-990-6716.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to explain something after you give your story, Ken. Go ahead and do that for my listeners.
Now. Well, thank you, Beth Ann. The story I wanted to share was about a most hopeless time in history, and that was the children of Israel when they left Egypt. They finally managed to get away, and they were on the run, and they found their backs up against the Red Sea, and Pharaoh changed his mind and was coming down upon them. And according to Rabbi Daniel Lappin, who we interview in this in our documentary Miracles in God We Trust, he said, according to our tradition, that water did not part until the children of Israel walked out into the water up to their chest in a dedicated act of faith. It was only then that the water parted. I thought that was so instructive. It's when things are impossible that the Lord God is willing to step in with miracles, but we also have to meet him halfway. He can do anything, but we have to meet him halfway. And the dedicated acts of faith, whether listening to the show, praying for our nation, praying for guidance, whatever it is, that's where the miracles begin, when we reach out to the Lord, whose hand is always reached out to us.
You know, I listened to that as well, and that was one of the notes. I take scribbly notes. It's amazing that I can even read them. Sometimes I can't.
Dr.
And that
Beth
is
Ann.
One of them I put down. That is one of them I put down because I think it's so important, at least in my life. And I was talking to Rudy about that this morning. We had a party, by the way. Listeners, I want you to know that my husband and Rudy and I decided to watch these videos, and so we watched both of them Saturday evening, and we started about 5 o'clock with pizza, and then after the first film we watched, I made popcorn. So we made a party out of it. And then I wonder why I can't lose weight. But, yeah, we did. And that's what I want to encourage them, because I know you want to offer these, I'm going to say this out loud, and it's dangerous.
Yes, please.
You wanted to offer them free to my listeners today, right?
Well, yes, for the first five listeners that call in, email, send an email. It's very simple. miraclesingodwetrust@gmail.com. That's miraclesingodwetrust@gmail.com. The first five people that say, I'm a Beth Ann listener, will have Miracles in God We Trust, the documentary, as well as the film A More Perfect Union, which was the made for the bicentennial, the reenactment of the Constitutional Convention. Beautiful film, multi-million dollar film.
It is gorgeous.
We'll give you both of those. Just simply tell us if you'd like it in a DVD or a Blu-ray. That's all we need to know. I'll send it to you out at my cost. I believe we're at that point where people are looking for hope and courage. And I am here to tell you that the Lord God that I worship is truly a personal God and is ready if we'll just meet him halfway. So there you go.
And the film Miracles, which is kind of a documentary, is one of the people on there. I have met her several times, is Chris Ann Hall. She's an amazing woman.
Great woman.
Amazing woman. And she told the story about the miracle of giving.
Yes.
And how she received this odd amount from a fan whose family decided to give to her. Now she received this money, and it was the children. They emptied their piggy banks. They emptied everything they had, and they gave it to Chris Ann Hall, which in and of itself is just amazing.
Yes.
And it was this crazy odd amount. She thought, why did they round it up or round it down? Why did they give this exact amount? And then
$148.73, yeah, something like
that. Yeah, I wrote it down somewhere. It was in my scribbling, too. And it was because that was the exact amount she needed to pay a bill. I don't remember if it's an electric bill, a phone bill, or
something
whatever
like
it was,
yep.
Heating bill, the exact amount. God does not make mistakes. And his miracles, the things that he does when he works in the lives. Now, the one thing I have always said is God, the amazing thing of God is he works in every single life at the same time. What he
Isn't
was working
awesome?
Through this family and these children, and at the same time working in Chris Ann Hall and her family's life, how it boosted both of them and encouraged both, all of them. It's more than two, I guess, but he works in all lives at the same time.
Ben,
yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I had been praying. I was wondering what I might offer above and beyond the documentary, which, by the way, is also available for free if you have Amazon Prime, as well as A More Perfect Union. Just want you to see it. But the answer for me was, I want to just share a very personal story of where I learned about the God of miracles. It was 1994. I was 8:40 in the morning. I was due in Salt Lake City, and it was 40 minutes away for a 9 o'clock meeting. There was no way I was going to be there in time. I was running around in my pajamas. I'd woken up late, hadn't showered. I was like in a panic, and I heard a voice, just a subtle thought, call Mark. I thought, yeah, Mark's been out of work. I'll give him a call when I get home tonight. A few minutes later, running around, I get this impression. Call Mark. I thought, I'll give him a ring on my way up as I'm hurrying around. I'll ring him on my new cell phone. It was a new gadget at that time. A few moments later, the impression came. Call Mark. I thought, I guess I better call Mark. I picked up the phone, called Mark, and at the other end of the phone, Beth Ann, was the most desperate, pathetic voice crying and wailing, and he was about to commit suicide.
Oh my gosh.
And I said, Mark, hold on. And I ran down drove down to a block and a half down there, ran in his house, found him on the floor in a mess. And I said, Mark, let's go. And I poured him into my car, drove him to the hospital, and spent the entire day with him. And at the end of the day, a friend who I'd been talking to from church, trying to fill him in about what was going on, and he said, Ken, I'm a little confused. How did you and Mark connect this morning? And I said, Charlie, oh my gosh, I had heard a voice to have me call him. And I said, Charlie, if you had not asked that question, I would not have even remembered. It was that subtle. Needless to say, Mark was okay. He had had some medication problems that caused great despair. He was literally going to drive up the canyon and drive off a cliff or put a bullet in his head. That's where he was at. But the Lord God knew Mark and knew me. And that moment changed my life, to know that a God of miracles can reach out in such a personal way and touch somebody on the shoulder to call somebody else. And I decided, you know what? I want to live for that. I want to live for that. And every time I've ever tried to say, Lord, please help me serve you today, answer someone's prayer in your name, the miracles, they happen every time. And I just like to challenge your listeners out there. You can be a blessing in God's name today for someone if you just ask for that opportunity. And be sure to tell the person, the Lord impressed me to call you, because it'll happen. It's happened to me so many times. In any event, I know that God is a personal God and knows you, Beth Ann, knows me, knows every one of your listeners. And I can't help but think that somebody needs to hear what we're talking about today, somewhere out there.
You know, and I think you need to understand that he doesn't scream.
No.
He didn't scream Mark's name at you.
No, it was so subtle.
And when I say that he told me I needed to be doing this with starting the, show with prayer, I had all kinds of arguments for him. this is a conservative talk show. I mean, how's that going to go? He won.
Yeah.
And it's, but as things have unfolded since September 26, 2019, when I started this, my listeners rely on it.
Yeah.
And I rely on it, because sometimes I get a little lengthy in my prayers. But I thought it was for one reason when it started. Mm-hmm. And then as things have progressed in this nation, if you want to call it progressed,
yeah,
gone downhill,
yeah.
I can see
movement.
That he is here, so he wants to encourage his people. He has a remnant of believers. And
yes,
dare I say this, we don't know what's going to happen this week. It may just all go, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or it may not.
Right.
But we can tell by the rhetoric, and that's what I want to share when we come back. We can tell by the rhetoric that's taking place. Christians, you better be ready to stand strong, because you're
Amen.
Going to feel persecution. The American Christian is going to be persecuted like we have never, ever seen before. There is a great possibility of that happening. Pray that it will not. Pray that we can avoid this by getting on our knees now and repenting. I hear the music. We're headed into the break, and we will be right back. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this? Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
Do we lack enthusiasm and understanding of the word liberty? Do we weep for liberty which we have lost? Or do we simply not understand the substance and sacrifice for which we were once privileged? Liberty. Webster defines liberty as the state of being free within society from oppressive restrictions imposed by authority on one's life, behavior, or political views. Today we seem to want restrictions. Government micromanaging our lives? But do we realize the cost? Alexander Hamilton once stated, "There is a certain enthusiasm in liberty that makes human nature rise above itself in acts of bravery and heroism." As a republic, we the people must guard the liberty of others. We must continue the enthusiasm that will make men free. Visit csctalkradio.com, where Beth Ann puts enthusiasm and common sense back into American liberty as she brings America home.
Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Ken.
Yes.
I was reading this morning in the news, and I want everyone to take note. We can't believe a thing the left says, but if you listen, you can hear what they're going to do.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Well, yes.
Well, I mentioned several weeks ago that it will not be enough of them to get Trump out of the office. They're going to have to completely ruin this man and take him down and make an example out of him. Why? Because he stood for the American people. It is us they really hate. You need to understand that. The
yes.
left is not following God, and they hate the people. So I have these articles. I'm just going to share the headlines.
Sure.
David Horowitz was on Newsmax TV. And he's saying the Democrats will persecute Christians. What they want is a fascist state. Now, they have been talking about being, you know, hating the fascists, facets, or however you call it. I'm really become my parents today. I can't pronounce anything. I'm looking at your bio, and I said, that's Kuwait. Why couldn't I say Kuwait? Anyway, Katie Couric How are we going to deprogram all these people who signed up for the cult of Trump?
Oh, my.
And the establishment, GOP, everyone knows him, Karl Rove, he is on board to persecute this president. And so you all need to understand, you all need to understand, they, meaning Congress, your elected officials, many of your governors as well, they have taken an oath, not to you, the people.
Yeah.
They do not serve you. And they will take this country. They have done nothing but get wealthy.
Yeah.
And they can't have somebody like Trump stepping in there. Now, wait a minute. We're supposed to be representing the people. What are you talking about? We don't represent the people. We represent us. This corporation that we work for.
Yeah.
And so people need to be understand, they're coming after you. If we don't have some great, which I'm, you know, you hear all these rumors and everything, and I'm not going to get into that because I don't know that any of them are true or not true or are true, or I don't even know what to pray for other than God's will.
Yeah.
But if Biden gets inaugurated, as it looks like he will, and nothing happens to change it, the truth doesn't come out to change it, we're in for a rough ride.
Yeah.
This country, and particularly the Christians.
Beth Ann, we feel this. We are at the Red Sea. That is where we're at. That Pharaoh's army is coming down on us. There's no question about it. Mm. And yet, I believe a couple of things. One, that the miracle of the parting of the Red Sea, so to speak, is possible. I don't see any reason to believe that, but I do believe in the God of miracles who can do anything. That's part one. Part two is that he absolutely can save us and part our own personal Red Sea. Whether he can and is willing to do that for our country here by Wednesday or not, we don't know. But you're right. We should pray for his will and us to be aligned with it. Because that's really, you know, I find it interesting. Have you noticed, Beth Ann, how the Bible was always talking about the last days and the second coming? It's almost as though the prophets, Isaiah, you know, et cetera, looked forward to this day. They were as though they almost wished that they were here for this time. You have to wonder, why would they wish for such a crazy thing like that? It doesn't look very pretty.
No.
But I got to think that it's because at the greatest time of difficulty is the greatest time for miracles. Mm. I really believe that. It doesn't make sense. But I believe that that's what they saw. They saw great opportunities for man, one by one, to become one with God in whatever crucible that they're walking through, whether it be through persecution that may be coming or not. Beth Ann, I hope and pray that we are on the verge of the Lord God saving us from this moment. A minister friend of mine says, I see it coming. I see it coming. He has quoted Hosea chapter 14, I believe it is. It's only 9 verses. Write that down, Hosea 14. It's just 9 verses, and it talks about our last days where there'll be a miraculous deliverance that will actually save us briefly, but briefly, because then we'll go back to our old ways and fail. Now, the good Lord is always looking for a greater harvest. I have to believe that we're on the verge of a second harvest and that a miracle can happen and awaken our nation. Have you not noticed how people are just, they've turned to God, they're bending their knee? I have to think the Lord wants to answer that prayer somehow. And even if it's for a brief time, to show his hand, to say, I am here. I am here. I love my children and those that follow me. But he'll never take away our free will. I just hope and pray that by Wednesday we get to see a miracle of some sort, at national level and or in my life, in your life, Beth Ann. That would be a beautiful thing. That's my prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen. It is always his will to draw us closer.
Always.
And if we remember our stories of Israel and what happened to them when they left Egypt.
Yep.
There's a song of, I can't remember his first name. His last name was Green. So you want to go back to Egypt. Yeah, and I read a great book and a study by Chuck Swindoll, Making Worshippers Out of Wanderers.
Mm-hmm.
They were 400 years slaves in Egypt because they did not obey God.
Right.
400 years. And
yep.
Then they wandered around in the desert for 40 years.
Right.
Because they just would not buckle down and obey God.
Right.
And
right.
They fussed and complained every step
yep.
of the way.
Can we go back?
You know.
We had 3 square meals a day in our slavery.
It was just
right?
amazing. So what? They killed our children all the time. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back.
Yeah.
We can always birth another child. I mean, it's just terrible when you stop and
yeah.
think about it. And it came to
yeah.
my mind last week. Because mm-hmm. are we not the same?
Yes.
You know, because here we are. We need to, as free people,
yes.
we need 2 hours today. We're going to run out of time. As a free people, we need to stand up and give up some of these things that the government is giving us. Because they can't give you anything without taking it away first.
Right.
But
right.
people want to hold on to those things. And not yep. let go. It's like a child. Daddy, fix this toy for me, but he won't give the toy to his daddy to fix.
Right.
You know, when God called me to prayer, it wasn't for him. It was
yes.
for me.
Yes, Bethann.
And
yes.
so, you know, my concerns about this nation, about America, they're great. And God's concerned, too, but he's more concerned about each American than he is about
yes.
America as a nation.
Yep.
And
you
I'm
know, Bethann,
here,
what's
you're
real...
here to encourage and give them hope. Because
yes, you know,
the victory is already ours.
You know what? Let's go to that for just a second. Do you realize that Christ has already won the victory over sin and death?
Amen.
Let's
Amen.
Say that again. Christ has already Christ. Won the victory over sin and death. So what are we worried about? What we're worried about, what we should worry about, is how we then decide whether we're going to align with him or not. That's the only thing we're playing out right now. And you know what's interesting about the children of Israel in Egypt, the ones that Moses was ready to lead out, all the miracles that were set up so that people could see God's hand, and they still kind of walked away from it because, you know what, Rabbi Lappin went on to explain in the video, the documentary, Miracles in God We Trust, he said, did you know, Ken, that it wasn't maybe 10, 20% at most of the children of Israel that left with Moses into the wilderness? What? And he goes, yes, most of them wanted to stay behind because they were comfortable. They didn't have the courage to flee to freedom. Wow.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that instructive?
Wow.
Do you remember that in the video?
Wow. I missed that. I'll have to search my notes. You're listening to
yes.
CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann with Ken Cromer, and we will be right back.
Yeah.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Friends, I want to talk to you very frankly about the increasing civil unrest we're seeing these days. You can't turn on the news without hearing about more riots, violence, looting, killing, lawlessness, and mayhem. Sadly, I think the worst is yet to come, and the crescendo will be quite painful. However, I want to focus your attention on what you can do to survive. Priority one in times like these is to make sure you have enough food to eat. If you know me, you know I fully endorse My Patriot Supply. They're the only source I personally use and trust to get through the tough times ahead. Right now, you can save $100 off a 4-week emergency food supply kit of delicious, nutritious meals the whole family will love. Go to preparewithbethann.com to get your food kits today. The future is so uncertain. I urge you to go to preparewithbethann.com and get ready now. That's preparewithbethann.com. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with Liberty, the new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message, liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
Listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann visiting today with Ken Cromer. He's a producer, and he has produced, and, well, you didn't really produce the one. You fixed
remastered A More
remastered
Perfect Union.
Thank you.
They lost the narrative of the film.
That is just amazing.
It is.
But there's your miracle right there, that it was found and you were able to restore it. Beautiful.
Yeah. It's gorgeous.
A More Perfect Union talks. The miracles are different people that they've interviewed. And I recognize the one guy on there, and I think his name was, let me see. I wrote it down in my notes here. I recognized him from being on some of the news shows because I believe, and I was going to look it up, and I did not, so that's bad. And I don't have the DVDs with me. He is a rescuer of children.
Oh, Timothy Ballard.
Yes, and I recognized him because of his bright blue eyes. I noticed that right away when he was being interviewed on, I believe it was some of the Fox shows back. It's been a while since I've seen him.
Yeah.
I need to get him on the air because that is something that's been a burden on my heart, and I actually tried to go to an organization that does that, and they refused to come on because I'm political.
So...
It upset me. It upset me, and it really
disturbed me. I can help you find Timothy. Yeah, no problem.
All right, let's get Timothy on and get people called to action.
Yes.
Be aware of what's going on in your neighborhoods and in your communities because it is rampant in this country. It is rampant. And, something Rudy sent to me, I was kidding him about, he didn't take notes. He took one note. He said he texted it to himself. I actually wrote this one down, too. The Founding Fathers wanted the United States to be a blessing to the world.
Yes.
And it has been. But right now we're letting the world down. And if the left get their way, Dennis Prager said, quit calling them liberals. They're not liberals. The left, if they get their way, will no longer be a beacon. They're going to take away your religious freedoms. They're going to take away everything you have because they believe in communism. They believe in socialism. And in that, the government owns everything.
Yep.
And they've been working at this for a long time. And perhaps one of the very first things they did to infringe upon the rights of the people was to remove prayer from school. And it's been going downhill ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, do you remember who Khrushchev is?
I do remember that name.
Soviet leader during the Cold War.
With Kennedy's a big spot on his head.
Time. Yep, that's right. He said, he pounded the floor with his shoe at some public event saying, we're going to take you over, America. He has a real interesting quote. He says, I can prophesy that your grandchildren in America will live under socialism. Our firm conviction is that sooner or later, capitalism will give way to socialism. Whether you like it or not, history is on our side, and we will bury you. Now, that is a bold, arrogant statement from a wicked, evil man working for Satan. Because in the end, God wins every time. And the only question is what side we're going to align ourselves on, with the Lord or with the adversary. Beth Ann, let me, if I could, just share a thought on how I'm convinced there are people out there, at least one person out there, that needs to hear encouragement, the likes of which we're talking about today. I want to share another story. My wife and I were in a very desperate financial circumstance a number of years ago. We did not have the money to pay the mortgage. We were desperate. Lord, please help us. No answer. We fasted one day. And we said, Lord, we have to have the mortgage payment for today or we may lose our house. And I went and made a business call. And I made a pitch. And the wife of the businessman got up out of her chair weeping and walked out. And the man said, I'm sorry, Ken. I guess I'll just have to call you back another day. And so I left. A few moments later, I get a phone call from the man. He said, come back. How much was it you said you were looking for this project? And I told him the amount. He said, I'm writing you a check out. It was a significant amount of money. I went and bought flowers for my wife and hung the check on that and came home and said, hun, our prayers have been answered. And she just, her eyes went big. And then she handed me an envelope and said, open this up. She had written a prayer to our Heavenly Father on paper and sealed it in the envelope, pleading for help. And the words, I can't remember the words exactly, but it was full trust and faith in the Lord and poured out her heart about what our needs were. And the Lord answered perfectly. I've learned a lot from my good wife over the years, but that is one of the best lessons ever. And I would suggest that that might be something all of us could do as we face Wednesday and the need for a miracle of some sort. Lord, here's my heart. Here's my prayer. Here's my repentance. I give up my favorite sin. We all have them. We're all human. We all are weak. But Lord, I'll give this up. This is what I need. This is what I pray for my family. This is what I pray for Beth Ann and her show, that it might continue to be able to speak out in your name, in behalf of your word, and in behalf of liberty and truth. And we put those prayers in an envelope and seal them up and hold on to them for dear life. Our God is a perfect, loving, tender, merciful God, and He knows each of us intimately. And wants our joy and happiness and nothing else. That's all He wants for us. And of that, I am certain. Which is why we made the film. And by the way, just to make sure that your listeners can see the documentary.
Said much about it.
No, that's okay. Miracles in God We Trust. miraclesingodwetrust@gmail.com. You can get a free copy, the first five. I'm at a soccer field right now, stopping to talk with you. Very happy to do it. but I haven't checked my mail, so I don't know the circumstance. But the first five callers will get either a Blu-ray or DVD. Let me know what it is you want. I'll mail it to you at my cost. I just want you to know that Miracles in God We Trust is available also on Amazon Prime for free, as is A More Perfect Union. The film, a multi-million-dollar film made for the Bicentennial, reenacts the Constitutional Convention. These are films that you can buy there, too, if you'd like. I just want this message out there. I've sacrificed everything to have these films be available, and it's my gift to you and our nation and to you, Beth Ann. God bless you for what it is that you do to reach out to people who are out there and want to know the truth and want to trust in God. God bless you, dear sister.
You're an amazing lady. Understand. Oh, thank you. We have to understand that truth does set us free, and there's only truth in God. There is no truth in government. There is only truth in God, and He is the one we need to be leaning on. And tomorrow we will pray, and we will pray, as you have said, Ken, we will pray for this nation. But first, we have to change our own hearts. Change starts first at home, in our own hearts, in our own lives. I had so many things I wanted to visit with you. Are you available tomorrow?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do this again tomorrow. Let's do this again tomorrow and concentrate on praying for this nation. Because as the music winds down, we know we want to bring America home.
We love you, Beth Ann. Thank you.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Daniel Turner, founder and executive director of Power the Future, agrees that America is blessed with an abundance of reliable energy sources. Our natural resources are the lifeblood of our nation and have made our nation prosperous. Rural America is the heart of production in this nation. Our food, manufacturing, trucking, and yes, our energy. Power the Future promotes jobs in rural America, specifically our energy jobs. These jobs are all under attack. Wealthy radicals like Tom Steyer and George Soros promise to break the nation's energy independence. Their beloved Green New Deal attacks all that is good in this nation. Our food, our land, our jobs, our families, and of course, our gassy cows. Power the Future is fighting for you, rural America. Join them. Visit PowerTheFuture.com. See the latest news and donate to those who are fighting for you. PowerTheFuture.com. Power the Future is fighting to keep America's lights on. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide. From precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.